Well, we know that Russian hackers used Facebook and Twitter to try to influence the 2016 US presidential election. But did you know they were also posing as Instagram influencers? That's according to a new report produced by cybersecurity firm New Knowledge. And with a federal election due in Australia this year, some experts are questioning whether we fully understand the threat of political interference. Here's ABC's technology reporter, Ariel Bogle.
In 2016, an Instagram account called Army of Jesus posted a meme of the Son of God, imploring viewers to like if you believe or keep scrolling if you don't. That account, Army of Jesus, it was one of just many created by Russia's infamous Internet Research Agency, or IRA. And these accounts were prolific.
Instagram really lends itself to memes. The entire platform is images. And so it's not people sharing URLs, it's not people sharing articles, it's just people sharing things that make them feel a certain way. So it can be a catchphrase or an image, something that's kind of immediately recognizable to the person looking at it as a cultural signifier. You hear the phrase, winter is coming, and there's probably a majority of people who actually know, you know, where that came from. They know it's a Game of Thrones reference.
Renee DiResta, Director of Research at cybersecurity firm New Knowledge in San Francisco. She says Russian operatives use these techniques to exploit political and social groups during and after the 2016 presidential election.
They built up these pride communities around many segments of American culture. There was a Southern pride group that was focused on American Confederacy content. There was an LGBT pride group that was focused on the LGBT experience. Texas pride, Black pride.
The US Senate asked New Knowledge to compile a report that examines Russia's online misinformation campaign. Renee DiResta says the IRA created Instagram accounts to post memes and other content aimed at growing and exploiting audiences with particular social interests and identities.
The African-American community targeting was actually quite sophisticated. You know, I think that some of the pages that get a lot of attention are the more political pages, the Black Matters type mimic pages. But there was also a lot of stuff in there that was just about Black culture, Black pride, and really different facets of Black culture and Black pride. And what they did with that was they created these in-group dynamics. So they would make a lot of posts about how proud they were to be of this particular interest group or racial group. And then what they would do is they would throw up a post saying, as Black people, we are not going to vote for Hillary Clinton. And so they would use that camaraderie and goodwill and pride and community to then put in these kind of influential posts about political topics that weren't really related to the main focus of the page.
Our own federal election is coming up this year. So are we also vulnerable to this kind of social media manipulation? James Meese, communications lecturer at the University of Technology, Sydney, says maybe.
I think the risks to Australia are a bit lessened, largely for geopolitical and processes reasons. The fact that we have mandatory voting means that there's less motivation for politically active forces within the country to suppress voting or otherwise encourage particular forms of voting.
According to Dr. Meese, Australia already has a huge online community focused on sharing memes on social media to convey political messages.
There's obviously a large kind of political meme community online. It's really more the political in crowd, an intensification of an existing political community. We might call that something like playing to the base, whether you're a Labor supporter or a Liberal supporter or a Green supporter, that kind of overt political support or humour or criticism, depending on what meme you're looking at, is potentially of a lower risk than those more sophisticated efforts.
Memes are a valid form of political messaging. Australia's own 2016 federal vote was dubbed the Facebook election. Facebook accounts such as Innovative and Agile Memes posted images of Bill Shorten in communist garb, while the Australian Workers' Union used Scooby-Doo to suggest Malcolm Turnbull was Tony Abbott in disguise. These are just images and a bit of text that you might scroll past on Instagram, easily digestible and easy to create.
Memes are really great political material. They're really visual and they tap into people's emotions. So even if we're talking about standard kind of political mainstream, Labor, Liberal, Greens, what have you, it's a real low effort form of political communication compared to something like having to get like an authorised political advertisement.
In fact, there are concerns that Australia's electoral rules are unsuited to the internet era.
There's big room here to make improvements with our electoral laws in terms of modern communications. Most electoral laws I'm aware of, in terms of campaigning, aren't up to date enough to deal with social media.
Dr. Andrew Hughes is a political marketing lecturer at ANU's Research School of Management.
So to give an example, in Australia under federal laws currently, a blackout period only applies to traditional or heritage media like television, but I can go nuts on social media 2 or 3 days before an election is held and run a huge campaign, and it's going to be very hard to stop me or to track me for that matter.
Memes can easily tap into people's emotions by offering false context or even a completely invented story about, say, Centrelink or immigration. It's still impossible to say whether Russia's disinformation campaign on Instagram helped elect Donald Trump. But Renee Diresta says that wasn't necessarily the goal. Manipulating our emotions, our cultural allegiances, our political opinions can have long-term consequences, and that can happen anywhere, including in Australia.
The goal is to make it so that people just don't know what's true. It's not an explicitly political operation designed to elect one person. This was a long game. They just used the platforms as they were intended to be used.
Ray Diresta there, ending that report from the ABC's technology reporter, Ariel Bogle. And Instagram says it's taking steps to prevent electoral interference on its platform. It says it will continue developing tools to stop disinformation ahead of Australia's federal election.